This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 83. Yeah, last week we talked about the fact that we need to rise up. Today we're going to look at taking personal responsibility. Yeah, that's a long word. But this is episode 83. I'm Keen Ohana. This is the podcast for people who are eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week we look at money from the Bible's perspective so that Christians and people of faith can reach their financial goals God's way. Now, I keep having to say, you know, sometimes we talk about money, sometimes we don't talk about money, but it's Bible each week. Today, we're actually going to take a look at Proverbs chapter 9. And there, we'll see two invitations that go out. One invite from wisdom, and then the other invite from folly. And both of them are personified as women in, I would say in the Bible, but right here in Proverbs. And we'll take a look at it. So I'm going to read Proverbs 9. It's not that long, so I'll just read the entire thing. It goes pretty quickly. And then we're going to talk a little bit about it and then how that relates to us taking personal responsibility for our own lives and the choices that we make, whether it has to do with money or not. But we are to take personal responsibility. I know sometimes we can cast that blame on others and say it's because they did this, that's why. But today I really want to help us to see that we need to take personal responsibility. Now, it would be great if I could get there quickly. My thing's not working properly here. I'm trying to click, and nothing's clicking right. I'm trying to click to the Bible, to Proverbs. Ah, there we go. Chapter 9. Okay, here we go. So wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Instruct a wise man and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. The woman folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave. And I read the entire thing, but wisdom's invitation is actually between verses 1 through 6, and then folly's invitation between 13 and 18. And like I said, it sounds like there's two women, one wisdom, one folly, and they're each inviting men, or in general people, to a banquet. And I guess the overarching question is, which invite are you going to choose? The one from wisdom or the one from folly? So a little bit about wisdom. It says, wisdom has built a magnificent house, has seven pillars. She's prepared the meal, right? The meat and mixed the wine. And she calls from the highest point of the city. We also see that she sends out her servants to welcome people in. Wisdom calls out and speaks to people in their phase of life, right? Perhaps they're not yet formed in their mind, and wisdom tries to get them before folly does. The young people come to mind. But obviously there are a lot of old people who, you know, still need some forming to be done, and wisdom calls out to all of us, really. But we are to eat the food and drink the wine of wisdom. And then in verse 6, there's an invitation to leave the simple ways and live a life of insight. And then there's a kind of intermission between wisdom and folly from verses 7 to 12. So before folly's invite, it says that we shouldn't rebuke scoffers. The people we should rebuke are the wise. When we rebuke the scoffers, we expect insults back. But when we rebuke the wise, they love us for it. And then folly's invitation, verse 13 to 18. She is an unruly woman. She knows no shame. She herself knows nothing, in contrast to wisdom. She also cries out from the highest point of the city. And she also says the same thing that wisdom said, which was, "Let all who are simple come to my house." She offers stolen water. Food eaten in secret. Now, it sounds intriguing, but clearly something is wrong. If you need to hide to eat this food or drink this water, then there must be something wrong with it. The secret deeds are going to be exposed. And then at the end, it says the fantasy leads to death. That's verse 18. So there's some scary stuff when it comes to folly. But I just want to kind of narrow down and focus on verse 12, because that's why we're here. Well, I mean, we're here for all of it, but we're definitely here for verse 12. Verse 12 says, "If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer." And that's what we're talking about today, taking personal responsibility for our lives, not just for our money position, but also for our entire life. So what do we see from this whole passage? Wisdom calls and folly calls. But we must determine which one we will listen to. Which invite will we accept? I'm praying that I accept wisdom's call continually, but also that you accept wisdom's invite. But whether we listen to wisdom or folly, the truth is that there are consequences. Wisdom is going to reward us, but also does folly. Folly's reward is the grave, right? That's verse 18 again. But what about wisdom? Verse 6 says that life awaits those who listen to wisdom. So the choice is life versus death. Now, we don't always reduce things to this, right? But this is what the Bible says. Therefore, this is the truth. But let's break down some of the rewards of wisdom a little more. Elsewhere, in Proverbs 3, 16, 18, it says there, or talks about the fact that with wisdom, we have long life, riches and honor, peace and blessings. Proverbs 4 and 22 says that with wisdom, there's life and health. Proverbs 8 and 35 says there's life and favor from the Lord with wisdom. So the choice is yours. But we need to live with our choices, right? We make the choices, we live with the choices. But now let's narrow in on your money situation right now. How'd you get where you are? Yeah, you may want to point to your parents or your spouse or some other people outside of you, right? Some external forces or people. And yes, they have contributed. But if you don't take the full responsibility, you're not going to change. And you're just going to keep blaming everyone else for where you are. Like for me, for example, I could look back and I could say, well, my mother didn't teach me what I needed to know, right? She didn't teach me financial literacy. Or I didn't grow up with much money, so I didn't know how to deal with money, right? I could talk all kind of foolishness. I didn't have a fast start, right? It was slow. I could even say, my pastor didn't teach me about money from God's perspective. But even there, it's on me. Right? For example, I have the Bible for myself, and God has given me his word, and it tells me what to do with money, so I don't have to depend on someone else to teach me that. Right? Now, I can get help, like we all need help, but it's my responsibility, especially since I have a copy of the Bible myself. All of this is on me. I can't blame mommy. I could try, but it's my bad. I cannot blame how I grew up, right? I look at people who grew up worse than I did, and I didn't really grow up bad, but people who grew up in terrible situations, and they're much further along with money. So I got to stop blaming others. I need to blame Kino. But who or what are you still blaming? Stop. Stop now. I say stop and then work. Work to get out of consumer debt. Work, save up a fully funded emergency fund. And work to invest for the long term. You can do this, but only when you take responsibility. If you keep blaming people, you won't do anything. Listen to wisdom, and then you get her rewards. Verse 12 says, wisdom rewards, and right, so wisdom has its rewards, and folly causes you to suffer. But in addition to us being personally responsible and us feeling the consequences, right, we have people who are also going to feel the consequences of our decisions. For example, our spouses, if we're married, our children, we have children, right? When we win, they win. When we suffer, they suffer. And so our choice is, yes, it's personal, and yes, we're going to feel it, but then the people around us who are also going to feel when we make certain decisions. So we need to be thinking not only for us, but for others as well. Guys, I appreciate the fact you take this time out of your busy day to listen. This is all I have for you today. I want you to join me next time. Tell your friends and family about it, right? Tell them how you found the podcast, how they can also listen to this episode and other episodes like Rise Up from last week. This is Kino Hanna signing off saying, check you later.